Segment number two at KMAN's In Focus features our guest, Liz Nelson, with the Riley County Senior Center. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
So glad to have you join us here on a Friday. And, you know, the weather is nice, and you still got a lot of things that are happening at the Riley County Senior Center. And it's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up with you. So tell us what's new.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Dave. The November's almost over, and
yeah,
we are closed for Thanksgiving, but I just wanted to let folks know what was going on today. All of our programs are requiring people to call and sign up prior to the actual program. So even though it's too late to get involved today, I just want to give people an idea of maybe what they're missing if they haven't, you know, if they haven't been able to see their newsletter or haven't looked it up. But today, because we're not able to have a sit-down Thanksgiving dinner, which used to draw about 100 people to the center every year, we are calling it our Thanksgiving drive-through dinner. And so folks were able to call in, make a reservation, and we're handing them their meal. Let's say it's kind of like a drive-through at a fast food restaurant. So we'll be handing them their meal. But we're still, I guess I'm saying that to let folks know, we're still trying to do our very best to reach out to the community, provide for their needs, and that we want to be here to be able to do something positive for folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this morning, and then later this afternoon at 1 o'clock, Lowell May is coming to talk about the POW camps that were in Kansas during World War II. So that will be a really interesting program to hear. And I think we maybe only have about 2 spots left. If there are folks who still want to see that and are able to arrange their schedules to come in at 1 o'clock today, you will still have to call in. I would recommend calling in now and asking for a spot for the talk about Kansas POW camps. And like I said, there's about 2 spots available. We have to really restrict the number of folks to meet that guideline for 25% capacity of any room that we meet in.
Well,
and I know Lowell is a really good speaker, and he's also going to be bringing books that he has written on the subject, and they'll be available for sale there.
Mm-hmm. And
another,
what is this again?
We're doing for the community. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Dave.
When is this again?
It's today at 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Sounds like fun. Very educational.
Yes. An ongoing program that we have this autumn is the Medicare Part D prescription drug counseling. It lasts through December 7th, so that time is running out, but we do have a prescription drug counselor on site. Folks are able to call the center. And I haven't given the number yet. It's 537-4040. You call the center, and you can book an appointment with him for your prescription drug counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have time available, so I'm encouraging folks to do that as well.
Well, you know, we're getting into a stretch here with Thanksgiving, which you've already talked about the meal. And through December, there's no shortage of events going on at the Riley County Senior Center.
That's right. You know, we can't predict these COVID surges. So earlier in the fall, we were thinking, great, we've been doing approximately 1 program a day at the center. And we thought, let's step it up. We're going to do 2 programs a day. And now we've got a nice big surge coming, and that's making it more difficult for people to decide whether or not they want to get out and participate. But I want to encourage folks, like I said, we require that you call in and register for any class or program. We have screening questions. We take your temperature. We have hand sanitizer. And we do follow the social distancing and the room requirement, you know, the numbers for rooms. We follow all those guidelines. So we feel like we're providing a safe environment in that manner. But we have some really neat things coming in December. One of them is a healthy holiday speakers series. So we've got 3 different programs on that. One is on healthy eating. I know if there are other people out there like me, COVID hasn't been really kind to their waistline. So we have healthy eating coming in. That's Jordan Chen. She's a dietitian. We have holiday safety, and that's more about our physical health. And that is the director of the health department is coming in to talk on Friday the 4th. And then on Tuesday the 8th, we have somebody coming in to talk about our emotional and mental health, because this has been really difficult for folks to navigate through through all these ups and downs that we've seen during this pandemic. So she's coming in to talk about that aspect, especially leading into holidays where some of us might be feeling a little disappointed with how things have to play out. So I would love to have folks sign up for that.
You know, and I think that that's one of the big challenges, especially with our senior population, and how, you know, so many of them rely on those relationships, whether it be family or the friends, you know, the networking that they have established through places like the Senior Center and a number of other things. What's the feedback you're getting from some of the seniors that are regulars about, you know, how they're handling a lot of things and how and what they're feeling?
There's a really, you know, I think their reaction and their experience of this pandemic is really reflective of the population as a whole. So we have folks that know that it's really important for them to stay self-quarantined basically all the time because of underlying conditions. And so we have a variety of feedback, some that have are lucky enough to have a really strong local network of people that they're involved with, or, you know, that they can continue to be in contact with, or are still living in a family situation where there are people with them every day. Whereas just, you know, we also have folks that are saying, I don't have anyone to check on me on a daily basis. You know, they're feeling a little more isolated. And so it's been really good for them to have the center to come to, people to see, people they can call and interact and connect with. So it's been, I feel like it's been, I've been happy to be affiliated with a program that's providing that for folks, because it's super important, and they have fun. You know, when you come in, there's still a lot of laughter, a lot of good times, but then also people just really sharing their hearts about what they need, and that's important. We want people to let us know what they need.
And obviously, with the safety protocols that you've had in place, they must feel very comfortable in coming to the Senior Center.
I believe they do. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Liz, anything else you want to touch base on here?
I do. We actually have a lot of really cool programs. I feel like I went overboard in December because I'd had to be holding back. All
like that's a bad thing.
The rest of the year, so I let it fly in December. But we have some art programs. Holly Friesen is a local artist who's writing and illustrating a children's book, and she's coming in and leading some programs about how to paint. So she's having a paint a lighthouse. You know, it's almost like the places that do paint and sip. She's going to come in, and we're not sipping, but we're going to be painting, and she'll do a step-by-step for us on how to paint a lighthouse. And then also she's having a Christmas card. Come in and make a Christmas card. We have continued seated Tai Chi, which is a really popular program, and we feel like that's a safe exercise to do in a group because there's not a lot of aerobic activity going on with that, so people aren't breathing heavy and blowing their germs all over. We have part two of A Suffragist of Riley County. On October 30th, we got to tour the Sunset Cemetery and learn about some of the suffragists of Manhattan, Kansas, and it was a gorgeous day. It was a great program by Cheryl Collins. And now part two is in December, and this will be Alana Sanger, and who's also with the Historical Society, and she's coming in to kind of give us a deeper look at the suffragists of Riley County, because this is the 100th year of the, I think, is it, tell me if I'm wrong, 19th Amendment, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
That gave women the right to vote. So we also have Kelly Parr. He is coming in to kind of do a part two. He was a speaker who came in February, and he spoke about a book he wrote about his mother. And we had him in February because his book was called My Little Valentine. And it's about his mother who was adopted, and she happened to have been born on Valentine's Day. And then it was the search for her birth mother and the relationship they established, and then also some history and background on the home for unwed mothers that she lived at during her pregnancy back in the 30s, I believe it was. So that's been really interesting to a lot of folks.
Well, there's always lots going on, and we need to wrap things up, though. But
give us a
quick wrap-up here, some things we haven't touched base on yet.
Okay, we are located at 4th and Leavenworth. Our phone number is 537-4040. You can see our November and December newsletters on our website. So just Google Riley County Senior Center, and it will come up. You know, you'll be able to choose from there. And within that, there's a banner at the top, and one of the places to click on says What We Do. And if you click on What We Do, it gives you a drop down, and you'll be able to access our newsletters.
Okay.
And I guess I should, we have to wrap it up. I can't get into the next one because it would take too much time.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have you back here in a month.
Okay.
Is that going to be good?
That's true. Yeah, sure,
right.
It would be.
Liz, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on In Focus this morning. Appreciate all the work that you do down at the Senior Center, and keep everybody healthy and happy and entertained and engaged.
Well, thank you. And thank you for giving us a forum to talk about our facility.
You're absolutely welcome. That's what we do. Local radio. Liz Nelson, okay. Riley County Senior Center, joining us here on K-Man's In Focus. When we come back from the break, Deb Watkins is online and ready to go here to talk about some things that are happening at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter on K-Man's In Focus.